I think the last thing left on our agenda are the board related matters. So I'm just going over the agenda tentative for October. We have October 23rd held. I don't think we need that date unless something major comes up, unless anyone thinks so. Okay.
The Monday.
Exactly. Monday 23rd. We can release, I think, at this point. Okay. October the 24th is the board meeting. For example, things on there, juvenile services, education, program for certification alignment, ESSA feedback. Oh, we will get ESSA feedback probably from the feds.
We'll
possibly.
See. Possibly.
Okay. All right. We won't hold our breath. Social studies, state board reports. Okay. Anything else that folks want to add to this?
The teacher.
Yeah, we're going to have the tier report
in general,
and that's going to take a while, so we may take JSE off because I really want to make sure we have enough time to discuss it. And I think the morning is best for the board as I look around the room at this point. We make those kinds of decisions, so let's make sure we have enough time. I don't want to put too many things on the agenda, and then that limits people feel it limits their discussion. So we'll probably stick to, and we can talk about this later, but stick to social studies and the TIER report in the morning, and then do a few other things in the afternoon. I think TIER is going to be like an ESSA block. I think we're going to need that much time to talk about the recommendations.
Okay.
I'm sorry, teacher. It's the acronym for the Senate Bill 463, Teacher Induction Retention Advancement Act.
So what about the other big topic we put off for next month having to do with graduation requirements?
That also will be on the agenda.
And cohorts and stuff.
That's why I'm saying I don't think we're going to do JSE and everything that we have on there because we've got some heavy-hitting items to discuss in the morning.
Great. Those were the only things I had to add. Dr. Lee.
Okay, I know the agenda seems really jammed next month, but I just wanted to bring up, and maybe it doesn't have to be next month, but another month, the intervention called Experience Corps, which is a program that has a critical mass of seniors who goes into struggling schools to help K through 3. It's a project that has been researched by Johns Hopkins, evidence-based, supported by the National Institutes of Health for the last 20-some years. And AARP has taken it over, so it's AARP Experience Corps Foundation. I brought it up to Montgomery County Public Schools. They're very interested. It's already happening in Baltimore. So Montgomery County is going to try to move forward with this to help the eastern part of Montgomery County, which is where their issues are. So I think it would be a good idea to at least expose this topic to the board because I think it's something that if different jurisdictions would know about. AARP has an admissions process because they basically help provide infrastructure and support with volunteers. And the idea, it's a very well-researched, well-developed program that has definite criteria for starting it. So I don't know if that is something. I know the AARP Foundation people and the Hopkins people are willing to come and give a presentation. So if there's some way we could share this information with a broader board, I think it would be helpful. And it goes to the issue of equity, and it goes to the issue of helping seniors and children. It's been shown to have benefits and teacher retention.
Thank you.
Next month, we are scheduled, after we worked the entire year on the Mental Health Committee, to do a major presentation at a peak hour that we were told we can have. and so it's a year worth of work by Sylvia's department that have done an outstanding job, and we're ready to move forward with that.
So we'll rank these things out. I mean, we've got a list. Me and I talk, and we'll have some board planning discussion, I believe, this week.
Yes.
So we'll start, making a list and making sure we get to everything we need to get to.
So you definitely have my support for. I would love to learn about this program, whether it can happen next
we'll
month.
We'll put
or
that
not.
On the list. I'm not sure it can happen next month, given the agenda. So, will you all be ready for mental health next month?
We will be ready, Dr. Lawson.
Ready. Yes.
All right. Okay. Then, because I know if I say I'm going to, we'll get into that in our call.
Okay. Any other board member updates, questions, comments? Okay.
I would like to say one thing.
Okay.
Since our last meeting, students did begin this school year, the 2017-2018 school year, and many students are excited to be back in school. They're excited for the school year. They're excited to see their teachers and to meet old friends, and so I would be remiss if I didn't make that comment during my portion, so thank you.
Great. Yes, Dr. Stein.
Very quickly, I mentioned briefly the KRA last time, and I was completely unaware that colleagues in a different department at Johns Hopkins are part of the group that works on KRA. If I had known that, I would, of course, have said so in public space. What I've found out, namely about the census issue and about the fact that our star rating system of pre-K providers is unrelated to the KRA results because we don't have universal testing. Both of those issues, I believe the board and the colleagues I've now spoken to at Johns Hopkins are in agreement on the census testing. And so nothing needs to be changed about the substance of my concerns, which is to move in that direction. But I did want to put on the record that I have subsequently discovered this connection at the university.
Thank you for doing so. The record will reflect that.